following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, you guys. Hey, we just here at Refuge this last weekend had a big weekend, and it was big in a lot of ways, but one of the biggest things that happened this last weekend is that we are saying goodbye to Alan and Billy Lloyd, who are going to be moving to Tennessee here soon. And we kind of spent this last weekend celebrating many, many years, 24 actually years of ministry that they have done here at Refuge. Alan as our executive pastor, administrative pastor, and so many other things. And Billy as a faithful, faithful, faithful servant of Jesus in our children's ministry, overseeing many different facets of children's ministry. And both of them are retiring and they're moving on. And in these moments, it's so good for us to come together and to celebrate the things that the Lord has done through them over the years. And this weekend was filled with stories of ways that both of them have touched people's lives here at Refuge. And I will just tell you, they are going to be so, so missed. When you think about the work of ministry that the Lord has done through them and continues to do through them to this very day, it's almost hard to feel like, well, who's going to do those things? How are those things going to happen? And yet, as Alan reminded us and continues to remind us, that God is faithful, that he is good, and that he will continue to raise up people to fill those spots. And one of the images that I got over the weekend of Alan and Billy moving on is, and there's this moment in Scripture in Acts chapter 20 where Paul knows that he's not coming back to Ephesus, and in fact, he's going to be moving on, and he records some encouragement to the people. He's telling them, you know, be aware, be ready. It actually says, when I leave, there are people who can come in and can try to trick you, and all. He has all these exhortations to the people, but I love what it says in Acts chapter 20, and it's verse 37. And this is as Paul is getting onto the boat and he's going to be going away. And it says in verse 37, "Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship." There's this moment of recognition of the investment that Paul had had in their lives and the wisdom that Paul had given them, and all the effort and the work that Paul had given to the people as he ministered to them in Ephesus. And there's this moment where they realize, oh, he's not going to be here anymore, and he's actually going on, and we may never see him again. Now, hopefully, you know, not just hopefully, with expectation, we will see Billy and Alan again. They will probably drop in and we'll get to see them. But in this moment, there's a recognition of the years of labor that Paul had poured into the church at Ephesus and the people and the elders of Ephesus. And maybe those nights where they would come to him and say, "Hey, Paul, what do we do with this?" And he would give them that godly wisdom. And I would liken Billy and Alan to that. They're so filled with godly wisdom and God's heart and his love for his people. And there's going to be that time where I walk down the office to go, you know, down the hallway of our offices to go talk to Alan, and he's not going to be there, and that's going to be a hard thing. But in knowing that God is so faithful and good, and maybe that's going to be the same thing for you when you think, oh God, how are you going to fill these spots, and what are you going to do? And there are going to be tears, and there already has been, as evident this weekend. We had some tears. I had some tears this weekend. But I think at the end of the day, the people in Ephesus will realize, and the people at Refuge will realize, that God is at work, and God is so faithful to fill those places, not with the same. You don't get another Paul, you don't get another Alan or another Billy, but God uses people and will raise up the right people for the right situations in the right seasons at the right time, just like he did with Billy and Alan. And God will take care of his people. It's his church. Again, as Alan reminded us this weekend, this is his church. It's not our church. It is the body of Christ. Christ. And Jesus is so good at taking care of his people. So if you would you pray for refuge? Would you pray for, as we have Billy and Alan moving on, kind of getting in that boat and sailing off, would you pray for refuge that God would give us wisdom and strength to carry in, to go through this season? And then I would just say, be praying for Billy and Alan as they kind of turn a new season in life, that they'd get to rest, they'd get to enjoy, that the Lord would draw them to the right ministry that they would be a part of in their retirement years. And just pray for that as well. So hey, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that